This is the Ash London Live Podcast.
When this baby hits 88 miles per hour, you're going to see some serious... Bring it back,
Ash London Live.
Musical history.
We do this every Wednesday. We like to take a look back at what was happening today / this week in musical history. And this week, I was about to say 53 years ago, but it was actually 63 years ago.
Yeah.
That Madonna was born in Michigan. Happy B-Day, Madonna. One of the greatest to ever do it. Really, for the past 40 years, she has dominated. And you might not actually realize, but she has a song called B-Day Song.
I know it's gonna be a good day. Oh, yeah, today is my birthday.
Can't believe that one didn't go to number one. Truly shocking. This week in 1997, which was 24 years ago, the Backstreet Boys released their second album, Backstreet's Back, which had some classics. Everybody, Backstreet's Back, As Long As You Love Me. And this one, which Shy Guy had never even heard of.
All my love is all I have.
I can't explain
I
the memories that come back when I hear this. Like, this is visceral for me. I was what, like 11 years old when this came out, and I was just in the Backstreet Boys zone. So beautiful. This week, 4 years ago, Taylor Swift won her lawsuit against David Mueller. A radio DJ was fired after grabbing her on the buttocks area. What an absolute creeper. Here's one of her fans after the court case.
And her supporters say they're glad that she's standing up.
Taylor Swift's testimony was really powerful, a little sassy, but just the right amount.
I'm really glad that Taylor Swift is standing up for herself.
There you go. It is time now to get to the ARIA charts, where 24 years ago to today, this song from Puff Daddy and Faith Evans was number one in the charts.
This is an old school.
I love this song. See, earlier in the show we were talking about covers, right?
Mm.
And so many DJs just do like boring covers of old songs. This was an amazing reimagining of the Police classic, you know, a bit of Stings. What's that? Such a great song. 21 years ago, so the year 2000, this day in 2000, old mate Anastasia was at number one in the ARIA charts. What a legend. She made small spectacle sunglasses cool. I cannot believe it's been 10 years since this song not only took over the ARIA charts, but the world from Gotye and Kimbra. Man, this was like, it's rare that songs have the effect around the world that song had. And another example happened exactly 2 years ago. This was the first of a 21-week streak that Tones and I spent at number one with Dance Monkey. Everyone knows how that goes. We don't need to play the grab.
This is the Ash London Live Podcast.